Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is Love the Iron Rose.
We need some classy music for this next segment. We've got a classy guest here. And the great news is that Lizzie Shapiro, a.k.a. Lizzie and the Trigger Men, are coming to the Clark Center in Arroyo Grande this Friday night at 7:30 for a wonderful show. I was watching some video of them today. I already have my tickets. I think you should come join me. You can go online to clarkcenter.org. And we're going to give away some free tickets here in a little bit. But first, let's meet Lizzie. Here is Lizzie Shapiro. Lizzie, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dave. And so great to meet all your listeners.
Well, and Lizzie, as I said, it's Friday, 7:30. You and the Triggermen haven't performed before, so up here. So what are we going to see on Friday? What are you going to be doing on Friday night?
Yeah, so Lizzie and the Triggermen is a 10-piece big band, and we're rooted in the swing from the 1930s and 40s. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of a rare treat to get to see a band this big, because the truth is there's just not that many of them around. And so, you know, we've got a really fun show planned for the Clark Center. We're going to be doing two sets, and it's going to be really swinging big band music. And I think that part of what made me fall in love with this music originally is that there's just something really viscerally thrilling about hearing a big band. You full horn section, full rhythm section, and we have beautiful charts that are done by our musical director, Dan Barrett, who played lead trombone with a little-known musician named Benny Goodman. So he does all of our charts. And, you know, there's just something so viscerally thrilling about great swing music. So that's what we're planning on bringing.
And it's still popular, more popular than ever, I imagine, swing music.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's timeless music, right? I mean, that's the thing that's so incredible is that much of the music that we do was written back in the 30s and 40s and sometimes even earlier than that. And the fact that it resonates with audiences today is just a testament to how utterly timeless those songs are.
So, Lizzie, I'm curious, how did Lizzie and the Triggermen come to be, and what inspired you to kind of salute the music of a bygone era?
Yeah, so I had originally trained to be an opera singer.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing about being a trained opera singer is if you ultimately decide, like I did, not to become an opera singer, it's a mostly useless skill to have. It doesn't really translate to many other things.
Yeah.
So I actually quit singing for a long time, and I pursued a different career in Hollywood doing screenwriting and acting, and I missed music so much, but part of the challenge I had was that I had a kind of old-fashioned voice, and it just didn't sound great singing modern music. And so, I think, I don't know if any of your listeners can relate to this, but when you've done something at a pro level, it's really hard to then drop that down to having it just be a hobby. It was kind of more painful for me to have to be a hobby.
Yeah.
So I just stopped singing for years and years. And at a certain point, that just became so heartbreaking to not be doing any music. And so I was determined to try to find some avenue for my old-fashioned voice. And my friend actually asked me to sing at her 1920s themed wedding, and I had such a blast doing it. There was kind of like a light bulb over my head moment where I was like, oh, this is the kind of music that I should be doing. And so that's really how the impetus for the band started. I lucked into getting put in touch with all of the kind of top people just right off the bat, which was just a stroke of dumb luck on my part. I got put in touch with Dan Barrett, who I said, as I said, played with, you know, Benny Goodman and a bunch of other legends. And that's how the band started. He helped me find the musicians. And I think part of what was really cool about watching the trajectory of the band is that I went into it with just no expectations. I had basically killed off the idea in my head that I would ever have a music career.
Yes.
And so coming to the band, I kind of came with this almost like, you know, someone coming back from a, sort of near-death experience or whatever. I didn't have any expectations. And I think because of that, it's just gotten to be this joyride where all of the things that have happened for the band have just been surprising and amazing. And we've gotten to do things that swing bands really never get invited to do. We actually opened last year for Squeeze, who, incredible UK rock band. I'm sure your listeners know them from that tune, Tempted by the Fruit of Another. You know, we opened for them. We've headlined venues. Swing bands never get asked to play, like, the Troubadour, legendary venue in Los Angeles, and we were invited to play South by Southwest. It's been just a kind of wild ride that's all felt kind of like gravy to me, just because I didn't have any expectations for what this band really was going to turn into.
I can hear the passion in your voice as we chat with Lizzie Shapiro. Lizzie and the Triggermen, swing band, swing music extraordinaire, this Friday night at the Clark Center, 7:30. Go online, get the tickets, clarkcenter.org. How do you explain the popularity of swing music?
You know, so there's something truly visceral about it. That's my best explanation, is that when you have a band, that you have this wall of sound coming at you, the full horn section and the rhythm section, and it's all swinging, which is kind of a feel. So the band is all working. So feel like a heartbeat or something. And when a band is really swinging, it is electric. It is exciting. It's thrilling. And it gets into your body in a way that is so visceral. I keep using that word, but that's the best way to describe it. Yeah. And I think that is something, I mean, to me, that's why we go to see live music, right? Because, I mean, especially nowadays, you can listen to everything pretty much ever recorded just in your living room. Why go out to see live performance? Well, because there is a magic that happens when a group of incredibly talented people, and I'm not saying that about myself, I'm saying about you, the musicians.
No,
the
I've
band,
seen,
but
I've seen you. You are talented. I was watching your videos this morning. You're very talented.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Answer me this, please, Lizzie. Did you and the Triggermen click right away?
Well, that's a complicated question.
Right.
I mean, yes and no. I think musically we did. I came at this from an outsider's perspective, which I think was really helpful. So I think there was a certain period of time where they had to learn to kind of trust my vision of where I was hoping to take the band. I think that musically speaking, right off the bat, the band just kind of clicked. And I think that once we got some performances under our belt and people really started to see the reaction to the band, because from the jump, I had ideas about places that we could take this. I didn't feel confined by the genre. I thought that we could be playing this music at big music festivals. And I believed we could be playing, opening for rock bands and stuff. So from the jump, but I think it took the band a second to really understand, oh wait, that is possible. And
now here you are coming to the Clark. Now here you are coming to the Clark Center.
Oh yeah. We're so excited. Such a gorgeous venue.
So Lizzie, let's give people an idea of the kinds of songs you're going to be singing. I saw the video, for example, on the website today. You're singing an Ella Fitzgerald song.
Oh, yeah. So Ella Fitzgerald, huge influence. So we'll be doing some tunes that she's made famous. You played Louis Armstrong in the lead-up to this segment, actually doing La Vie en Rose, which is one of my favorite tunes to do. So we are going to be doing that song. And We've got a great new arrangement, hot off the presses, of It Had to Be You. So, you know, the artists that we will be drawing from for this show, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, and then even some folks that are a little bit later. So Ursa Kitt is another singer that I just adore. And we'll even be doing some great Broadway tunes. I'm a total sucker for Broadway.
Sure. I guess all this begs the question, because you're obviously passionate and your musician's very talented. Are we going to be allowed to dance if we're so inclined?
You know, I highly encourage people to dance, and I understand that there is going to be some room for dancing, so I definitely encourage it. For those who are not inclined to dance, which myself included, I'm not a great dancer, don't worry, because we will be putting on a great show just for those who are seated and watching. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's swing music, right? As I said, it's music that gets into your body. So of course, if people want to get up and dance, we always encourage that for our shows.
If I may, having watched your video, in some ways, I would say that if people enjoy Pink Martini, who has been to the Central Coast here multiple times, that you would enjoy Lizzie and the Triggermen, because lead vocalist, very talented musicians, music a throwback to another era. I would make that comparison. Are you okay with that, Lizzie?
Oh, I'm more than okay with that. I'm totally flattered. I'm a huge fan of theirs, and I think that what they've been able to accomplish is just utterly the dream. And you know, I mean, the reality is that it is very hard in the modern music era to have a large band. There's a reason that there's so few of them, because it's very hard. And I think what they've been able to do with playing with full orchestras is just incredible.
Yeah, but with them, and I suspect with you, their music comes from the heart, and people want to be entertained. And as you were saying throughout our conversation thus far, Lizzie, how often do you have a chance to come see a 10-piece band like this, the Triggermen? So this is all going to happen this Friday, 7:30 at the Clark Center. You can go online to clarkcenter.org and get your tickets. This is a swing music extraordinaire. With your permission, Lizzie, we're going to let you go, and we're going to give away some free tickets. But is there anything you want to say in closing before we move on?
Oh, I wanted to say that in honor of Armed Forces Day, which is on May 21st, all who have served and are serving in the U.S. military can purchase tickets for Lizzie and Triggermen's show for half price at the box office at the Clark Center. And the purchaser just has to present a military ID at the time of purchase and can get up to 4 tickets. So, yeah, definitely wanted to make sure to let your listeners know about that.
Well, that's very kind of you, and I'm sure people will appreciate that as well. All right, Lizzie, we're coming Friday night.
You.
What else you want to say?
Oh, I just wanted to also just do a little shout out to folks who are presenting the show, Longman Productions, and also the British Sports Cars of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, good people all around. All right, we'll see you Friday night at the show. We're looking forward to this.
So looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Dave.
All right, Lizzie, thank you. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got free tickets to give away. Get that dialing finger ready. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News, and then we've got Jeff Osland, candidate for District 2 County Supervisor. All right, we just heard Lizzie Shapiro from Lizzie and the Triggermen. And you can go online to theclarkcenter.org, and you can watch the video. They're very, very talented, and I think it's a legitimate comparison to Pink Martini in terms of the kinds of music that they're going to be performing Friday night at 7:30 at the Clark Center. Swing music at its best. I'm telling you, this is going to be the perfect date night. Friday night, 7:30 at the Clark Center. Oh, would you like to go?
May I offer you a pair of free tickets right here, right now? Be caller number 5, 805-543-8830. As always, we're looking for someone who hasn't won anything from us in the last 30 days, please. 805-543-8830. You get two free tickets this Friday night at the Clark Center. Great swing music. Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald. I said Ella Fitzgerald. There we go. Louis Armstrong. She's got the guy who used to work with Benny Goodman. As the phone calls come in, who is going to win two free tickets Friday night at the Clark Center? We are going to go with Ron in Arroyo Grande. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Oh, good, Ron. Congratulations, sir.
Well, I'm looking forward to taking Tina and having a date night at the Clark Center and hearing Lizzie and the Triggermen. Never had heard them before, but after hearing you, I think we're really going to like them.
I know you will. We'll see you there, Ron. Hang on. Craig will make that happen for you. Dave, are you going to do that again? Well, maybe. Just maybe. I would stick around. Give Craig a minute to talk with Ron. I'll remind you that tomorrow on this broadcast, it's Wednesday, so we're back with Professor Armstead doing our weekly analysis of what's happening with Ukraine. Attorney Jeff Stolberg, our hometown attorney, had a major legal victory up in San Simeon. I've invited him to come in and tell the story. We are also going to visit with the mayor of Paso Robles, Steve Martin, to find out what's happening up in North County and in Paso Robles specifically. Leanne Standish is also scheduled to join us from the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art. Our next political candidate is going to be Stu Jenkins is going to be with us Friday at 5, candidate for county clerk recorder. Thursday, very important segment. And you heard the news. People tried to make their own baby formula, and it didn't work. All right, don't be doing that. Thursday at 5, we've got Dr. Renee Bravo coming in to talk specifically about the baby formula shortage and to urge you to be smart on this. All right, I got one last pair of tickets to give away. This is Lizzie and the Triggermen. Lizzie and the Triggermen. Swing music extraordinaire. Friday night, 7:30 at the Clark Center in Arroyo Grande. Craig is going to find us the third caller. Caller number 3, 805-543-8830. Looking for someone who hasn't won anything from us in the last 30 days. This Friday night at 7:30, we're going to have this incredible music coming. And we've got Fred in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Fred.
Hi.
Hey, Fred, congratulations.
Thank you.
What makes you want to go to the concert Friday night?
The date night part.
Well, what about the music part?
And that, too.
Right. When was the last time you were at the Clark Center, Fred?
It's been about 4 or 5 years.
All right. But you remember how to get there, right?
I know how to get there.
And Friday at 7:30 works for you?
That works.
Then you're going, sir. Hang on. Craig will take your information. So congratulations to Ron. And congratulations to Fred. Isn't it interesting that it's the men that are looking for date night material? And I got paperwork all over my desk here. Give me just a second. So that I can remind you to please, please, please sign up for the KVC Daily Update. Presented by our friends at Stolberg Law and the good folks at Ranch Wi-Fi, we make you a deal. Go to our website at 920kvec.com. Sign up for the KVEC Daily Update every weekday morning. Scott Taylor. And isn't he doing a great job without Andy? Andy's on vacation all week. But Scott Taylor's got the fort. Anyway, Scott Taylor will even have the time to shoot you an email that will have his local news headlines, John Lindsay's complete weather forecast, and our schedule for the day on Hometown Radio. So you will know in advance who's going to be on the show, what time, and the general topic. Couldn't be any easier. Just go to 920kvc.com, click on the KVC Daily Update. One more way we all stay connected. On the Stolberg Law text line, text number one, Dolly Parton's Ultra ticket includes meet and greet and going through her mobile museum for $1,000. I'd spend $1,000 if I had the money to meet Dolly Parton. I think that'd be cool. I like her. Also on the Stolberg line, if your guest, meaning Lizzie, has not performed at the Clark Center before, she has not, she's going to love it. An absolutely excellent venue. My favorite mid-sized theater of them all that I've ever performed. And superb acoustics. I have no idea who sent in the text, but it's obviously someone who's performed at the Clark Center. So that's cool. So one last time on that. We have been talking with Lizzie Shapiro, Lizzie and the Triggermen, swing band extraordinaire, coming all the way up from Los Angeles. First time ever on the Central Coast. We want to make them feel welcome. Make them feel at home. And there are many chances left in the season to see a concert at the Clark Center. They're winding down. You can go online to clarkcenter.org, get the tickets. I'm just saying, you can do it. All right, let's do this. We are going to go to ABC Radio News, find out what's happening out there. I wonder if there's any good news. Doesn't seem like that lately. And then let's sit down with Jeff Auslin and find out why he wants to be the next District 2 County Supervisor. I don't think that race has become, I just don't think it's become. You know what I'm saying? And then at 6:05, Dr. Larry Martinez, we're going to follow up on our conversation about the tragic shootings in Buffalo. There are those in government now that want to crack down on social media and hold them accountable. How easy is that? We got a lot to talk about. I'm Dave Congleton. Happy Tuesday.